Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Well, this is going to be a fascinating study in human behavior, Lee.
Okay.
We're already seeing this. Florida realtors overwhelmed by calls from New York. And they're ending up on Fox Business and Fox News. They're all over the place. The phone will not stop ringing. This realtor thought this would happen when Mancami was elected, but she didn't think it would happen this fast.
I thought that our market was going to pick up, but I didn't think it was going to happen like the next morning. I'm like, okay, my sellers like settle down. I don't think they're just going to come, you know, racing down and, you know, from New York City, but it's, I don't know. I don't even know what time it is, 3 or 4 o'clock. I've literally been on the phone since 7 a.m., nonstop back-to-back calls. I had showings scheduled for listings that haven't had showings in a month. And yeah, I was wrong because it literally turned on like a light bulb, literally blew off like a firecracker. And the post-socialist New York City political market is here on our shores in Palm Beach. Welcome.
Amazing how a socialist can show the power of capitalism.
Absolutely. Because people can still flee it for now.
For now.
But can you imagine if we couldn't flee it, if the Democrat Party had total power?
Yeah. And quite honestly, I won't be a bit surprised if this mayor doesn't try to get city council to do something to prevent people from leaving.
Yeah, and he's been talking about, well, we can tax them wherever they go
if they do business
in New York. So, and he addressed that and he said, yeah, I'm not worried about it. I'll get the money out of them even if they flee.
Well, you remember what Rush Limbaugh did when he moved to Florida. When he left New York City, he had to be in Florida a certain number of days per year in order for him not to be considered a New York resident.
Yeah.
I mean, that was the rules back then. What they are now, I have absolutely no idea. But I remember him famously talking about that many, many times about why he left New York City. They didn't want him. They told him they didn't want him, and he still maintained an apartment there because obviously as a, you know, most powerful person in broadcasting, he had to go to New York City on a regular basis, but, you know, lived in Florida until his sad demise and, you know, was avoiding their taxes.
So, you know, for a guy who says he's going to tax, you know, hey, the upper middle class and the rich will pay, you know, a couple more percentage points of their income, they'll like, you know, just pay for everything. Don't worry, it'll work out. Well, not if they flee, though. If they can do business somewhere else, if they can get out, not if they flee, not if they give up, and especially not if they take their businesses with them.
Well, I just certainly hope that conservatives, Republicans, even independents who oppose this type of socialist style of government will nonviolently fight this at every opportunity. Sue them in the courts, take them to social media, hold events pointing out the fallacies of this type of economic policy and the fact that it has never succeeded anywhere in the world when socialism has been tried. I just hope that we will nonviolently, we collectively, I mean those who are interested in a free market capitalist system here in America, fight this at every opportunity. Because they're certainly doing that to the rest of us, the rest of the nation, with regard to anything the Trump administration wants to do.
If you have one takeaway from Mancami winning in New York City, and the takeaway has been totally wrong, I think, by a lot of our media. This is because kids aren't learning about socialism anymore. It's because they're not learning about communism. Yeah, there's some of that. But what do you mean kids? Well, American kids. Well, that's not who we're talking about here. Again,
right.
It's this, if you want to understand why this guy who only became an American in 2018 was able to win out of nowhere, totally unqualified for this job, never held a real job.
No.
It's because of these stats I'm about to give you. One in five New Yorkers, that's 20% for those of you who are on Common Core math, not your fault, you were victimized. One in five, well, I've done a lot of Common Core. I actually had one of our customers complain because he, you know, he trains waiters and waitresses.
Right.
And he was saying, they can't do basic math, carry the one, they can't do it. I'm like, sitting there thinking, I know why. It's not because, it's not their fault.
Right.
I've been through years of Common Core math with my kids. Yeah. Where they make what was a simple way to do things so hard that you cannot, you know, quickly reproduce it on the back of a napkin to figure out what the bill is. Yep. You can't do it. I mean, they made it that way on purpose. But anyway, okay, so one in five New Yorkers can't speak English. 50% were not born in this country. So, of course, the Big Apple elected a Ugandan-born Muslim as mayor of New York City. Again, when you have 20% of one in five in New York can't even speak English, half weren't born in America. And they're saying, why didn't they learn? Well, they weren't even here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Christina Aguayo writes, critics are now questioning immigration policies that have tossed integration, cultural unity, and core U.S. values out the window.
Oh, so now you notice.
Now you notice. More than 3 million migrants now call New York City home. Making up about 40% of the total population, and 50% is foreign born. And the influx was fueled by Biden era open border policies, she writes, that allowed asylum seekers, refugees, illegal migrants, and those that were given temporary protective status illegally, by the way, in most cases, I would add, to pour into the country. And the reason they are there is from, listen to this, from fiscal year 2023 through September 2025, New York City spent $8.75 billion on migrant services, including free shelter, free food, free healthcare, free travel, and free education for the migrants.
New York City.
Mm-hmm. Just New York City.
$8.7 billion. That's two-thirds of the state budget of the state of South Carolina.
Yes. Experts expect that number to hit $12 billion by the end of fiscal year 2025 in total. Like, so from 23 to 25, be $12 billion. Right now, it's $8.75 billion. So what are they voting for? They're just voting for the guy they think he's an immigrant like me, in many cases an illegal immigrant, and this is the guy I can hide behind. This is the guy who's going to make sure that my benefits continue, even though that mean guy Trump is saying he's going to take them away. That's all this was about. This is not some greater societal commentary on communism versus socialism. Yeah. Now,
it's a numbers game.
It's a numbers game. This city does not reflect America. But the takeaway from this week, Lee, is not we need to do a better job in educating. Well, yeah, sure, we should definitely teach the dangers of communism and socialism, but that's not what's driving this. What we need to take away from this is we cannot ever do amnesty in this country. Because every major city will have a communist dictator as mayor. Everyone. Whole states will be gone. Again, I say this all the time. Texas flips to blue. Georgia flips to blue. North Carolina flips to blue. No Republican ever wins the presidency again. All presidential decisions are made in the Democrat primary, in which communists and socialists like Mamdani and AOC are ascendant and Chuck Schumer is terrified. You want to live in that country? Do amnesty. I had somebody commenting on the text line, oh, that amnesty doesn't guarantee citizenship. Yeah, every amnesty bill that's been filed, whether it was the George Bush one or the one that unfortunately Donald Trump did with Chuck Schumer in his first term, they tried to pass it, but were blocked by the Freedom Caucus. And thank God they didn't, has a pathway to citizenship. That one had a 4-year pathway to citizenship. Once you get a green card, short of you committing a major crime, you're on a pathway to citizenship guaranteed. South Carolina, by the way, goes purple. We'll have to suffer through the governorship going from red to blue to red to blue. People don't understand. That's the message of this. This is not what your Democrat Party commentary on Donald Trump. Hey, let's see what it means for the midterms. No, this is a commentary on a future election after amnesty. This is shocking. But it will become typical if we do amnesty and do not get these people out of our country. They will vote for these benefits. That is what they can't. And here's the problem, Lee.
Well, why wouldn't you vote for the benefits?
I would come here. I would take them.
I can't blame these people for doing it. If you're given the opportunity to be here illegally and to vote illegally, why wouldn't you vote to take those benefits? Of course they will.
I've said it many times. By the way, we're just finding out, you know, USAID spent, this was a story this week I didn't even get to, before Trump disassembled it, thank God. USAID spent millions of dollars in Central and South America advertising, begging the illegals to come here and bragging about all of the welfare programs they could get on.
Which they can't legally get on, but they can get on because it's...
The Democrats just turned the fraud controls down, put 48% on Medicaid, 59% on some form of welfare, right? So think about what happened here. These illegal immigrants who came in, they're not just illegal immigrants looking for a better life. No, they self-selected. They came here looking for benefits. This is a self-selecting population responding to the USAID ads. They came here for the benefits. They do not give a damn about this country. Again, Lee, as you said, look, if I'm living in a poor village in Guatemala with no running water, am I going to come up here and risk that desert for my kids? You bet I will. And I'm getting on every one of those benefits because I was invited. I don't blame them. I blame Washington. But you look at that New York election, and to some degree, that is what happens in every major city. It could happen here in South Carolina and Columbia. It could. You just flip that amnesty switch, folks. You just flip that switch. That's what the lesson is here.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.